So just one bit of old business. We dealt with Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos on Birkas Chasana, Beis Chasanim, where the Beis Chasanim was simply a point in time of Nisuin, from Nisuin Ve'elech, whether Beis Chasanim was dafka a certain place, as Tosfos pointed out, in Sukkah. So I don't recall who it was, but one of the members of the Kollel pointed out to me that it's not just Machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos, but of course the Rambam is very, very clear on his perspective. The Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, in Perek Beis, Halachotes, the Beis Chasanim, Avorkim Birkas Chasanim, that clearly this is a din within the Shevet Brachos, not just a point in time, but rather is a place, and that according to this Rambam, the minhag of the Sfaradim, or many Sfaradim, is only a Shevet Brachos, mamash Beit Chasanim. However, Beit Chasanim, as opposed to Tosfos, who linked Beit Chasanim back to the Chuppah, the Beit Chasanim by the Sfaradim is the home of the Chasan. Beit Chasanim, where the Chasan and Kol live. Okay. I should be aware that halacha has some implications as well. Okay, let's begin the sugya of Tanah Chadashas. Tanah Rabbanan, Mavarchin Birkas Chasanim Ba'asara Kol Shiva, Amrav Yehuda Behushe Baru Panim Chadashas. Who are these Panim Chadashas? The Tosfos over here also is quite clear. Amri, Panim Chadashas Ein Korei Ela B'Bnei Adam Shemarbim B'Shvilam HaSimcha Yoser. V'Shabbos Kashvinan Panim Chadashas. They mean in Bagod, and he's Moshe Yom HaShabbos. Amakash Baruch Hu Panim Chadashas Balakan Nomar Shira. Pasam Nami Marbim L'Chor HaShabbos V'Simcha U'V'Suda. So clearly according to Tosfos, what is this catalyst of Panim Chadashas? What does it increase?
Simcha.
It goes over here with the Kim and the Simcha of Chosan and the Kava, and the Panim Chadashas increase the Simcha to the degree that we're going to say Shevet Brachos. Who disagrees with Tosfos head on? The Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Beis, Halacha Yud, says as follows. Ubracha Zoshim Osifim Beis Chasanim. He bracha achrona mi sheva bracha shel nisuin. That we add in during sheva brachos the bracha of Asher Bara. Gemedra mamurim kishayu ochlim sham heng sha'amdu bebirkas nisuin v'shamu habrachos. Aval im hayu ha'ochlim acherim shelosh shamu birkas nisuin v'shas nisuin mevorachin b'shvilon achar birkas hamazon sheva brachos kederach shemevorachin b'shas nisuin. Anyway, the Rambam agrees that there is a kiyum of simcha, but the kiyum of simcha, according to the Rambam, that's in the Asher Baruch. That's what the Gemara over here on Daf Chesed Bet Aleph calls Afushei Simcha Ba'almahu. That if we don't have Panim Chadashos, then we have Afushei Simcha Ba'alma, then we have a Darga of Simcha, and that brings about a Baruch of Simcha Ba'mono. But that has nothing to do with the Panim Chadashos. The Panim Chadashos don't add more simcha. What do the Panim Chadashos do? Or what is their function, or what role do they play? And therefore, what are we doing when we are saying Shevet Brachos after the meal? Right, that we're recreating the chuppah. That we have a halacha, that there is a concept of a chuppah for a chasan and a kala, and this chuppah has bracha, and this chuppah is going to be recreated every time we're going to find individuals who were not present at the chuppah. Then, as opposed to being a kiyum in simcha, this is a kiyum in birkas chuppah, in birkas chasanim per se. That we want individuals who weren't at the chuppah to enjoy the chuppah. So instead of showing them a video, we have the Shevet Brachos again. We recreate the Shevet Brachos for them in person. My nafkamina, if I view this as a recreation of the chuppah, or I view it as a kiyum within the world of simcha of the kala,
what do you have to be
at
the Panim
Chadashos? Excellent, right. Who is Mufka from Panim Chadashos? A person who was at the, I'll say someone, the wedding was called for, the chuppah was at 7:30 at night. And someone got to the wedding only at 9. And he was at the suda of the chuppah, but he wasn't at the chuppah per se. So is he considered to be a panim chadashos in terms of saying sheva brachos? So that's a machlokes rishonim. Who calls this a machlokes? The Rush. Look at the Rush. Rush at the beginning of Sif Yud Gimel. The Rush says that if someone was not the Pumfakir, the other case, the opposite of what I did, someone was at the Chupa, but he wasn't at the Su'uda, then he's considered to be Panim Chadoshas. Mashma, someone who was at the Su'uda, not at the Chupa, would not be Panim Chadoshas. Then we, the Rush is going in Hushita. The Rush says that Panim Chadashos are someone who was not yet at a Suda, Shalo Achu Ara'ata. They weren't at a Suda, even though they were at the Chuppah. Clearly tells us. According to the Rambam, someone is at the Chuppah, he's not Panim Chadashos. According to the Rush over here is giving the Rambam and Tosfos. If someone was at the Chuppah and not at the Suda, who had in, the other opposite would also be a situation. Someone who was not at the Chuppah and was at a Suda, would he be Panim Kadoshas? He would also be Panim Kadoshas. According to the Rambam, he wouldn't be Panim Kadoshas according to the Rush. That's one nachdimen, yeah?
Why Kadosh wouldn't he be Panim Kadoshas? If he was at the Suda, so then when they bent after the Suda, he's Panim Kadoshas for that Suda.
No, but the question is whether we require Panim Kadoshas for that Suda. That we'll see later on, in terms of Yom HaKama. What's the din of Yom HaKama? But someone who was at the Chuppah and not at the Suda, okay, let's take the case of the Rosh, was at the Chuppah and not at the Suda, according to the Rosh, he's Panim Chadashas, because of Imarda, Simcha Schasim Vekala, he wasn't yet at a Suda Schasim Vekala. Hashem can, according to the Rambam, there's no need to recreate the Sheva Brachos of the Chuppah because he was at the Chuppah. What other Nafkamina is there? Shabbos, Nachon, Baruch. Shabbos, according, if it's been a Simchas Chasim Vekala, so Tosfos can say not only would Uncle Joe be considered to be Panim Chadashos, but also Shabbos would be considered to be Panim Chadashos. It's also Marbe the Simcha. Mashen can, according to the Rambam, what does that have to do with recreating the Chuppah? Nothing. So the Rambam doesn't quote the Din of Shabbos anywhere, either in Hilchos Yishus or in Hilchos Brachos. Doesn't mention that Shabbos is considered to be Panim Chadashos. Four, that's Nafkamina. A third Nafkamina. Yes.
I think it was an Afkamina Dafka. It has to be by Suda. Mm-hmm. I mean, if it's
very fine. All right. Where do you find such a shita?
In the Ritva.
The Ritva, fine. The Ritva, the Tanei Tabina Rabbanu Yona, they all quote Rabbanu Tzarfas, the Hagos Maimoni. They all want to say that the Panim Chadashos don't necessarily have to be at the Suda, as long as Panim Chadashos came that day. And the question is, what day? Which 24 hours? Are we talking about day and night, or night and day? It's unclear from the Rishonim. As long as Panim Chadashos came that day, and the Chasen and Kala were rejuvenated by this Panim Chadashos, even if they're not at the Suda, we'll say Sheva Brachas at the Suda, because the Chasen and Kala have a renewed Simcha. That's only possible according to Rabbanei Tzarfas. That's only possible according to the Sheets of Tosos, the Rush, etc. Then you can speak about such an option. According to the Rambam, we're talking about recreating a chuppah. What is the fact that a close friend of the Chassan came in by plane within the last 24 hours? What does that have to do with recreating the chuppah? If he's not going to be at the Suda, then it's meaningless. So such a shita, the shita is quoted in the Hagolas Maimoni, ומפורש רבינו תם שמבורכים יום ולילה בשביל פנים חדושות, אף על פי שלא באו אחרים, רק אותם שבאו מעצמו, מבורכים. זה יום ולילה אימא מבורכים בשביל פנים חדושות. That's having the יום go after the לילה. תבילי רבינו יונה, I'm not mistaken, the Shita, called it a little differently, but it's basically the same direction. It's a question in the detail. Shabbat and Panim Chadashos. Mm-hmm. The kashu ot mina beyona b'shem rabbanei tzarfa shafiru lo ba'e panim chadoshes b'chol achira v'achira. Kevan shebo panim chadoshes b'yom kol also hayom nidon also ki yom harishon mevarachim kol avrachos. Here the yom could be laila than yom. In other words, that's unclear exactly how we define yom, but this option is not the, it's not the Rambam. What other nafkimina would there be? Yes?
Yes, sir.
So that's what I said. Rabbi Otam seems to say that the night goes after the day. So then Rabbi Yoni could learn it that the day goes after the night. Can't tell you. I don't know. I saw it also. I'm not sure. Not sure what he meant. I don't know. Yes. Also, maybe that's I don't know whether Yoni meant that as well. In other words, that's certainly that's neither nishtahi nishtahi. So it has to be within a suda, and the Rambam has to be within a suda. There is a sheet of Rishonim that you're correct. You can have shel brachos in the context of the suda. That's why I didn't want to go. Yes. We'll come to Yom HaKama again, to it, yeah?
Who are the Panim Chadoshos? According to the Tosfos, you need someone who's going to be married with Simcha. According to the Rambam, as long as they weren't there, they're
qualified. It goes in two directions. Now, in one way, the Rambam is more kal, that anyone who wasn't there, you know, it's the waiter in a restaurant wasn't at the chuppah, so that's Panim Chadoshos. It might not mean who it is. It doesn't have to be someone who's coming to the Mesameach, Choson V'Kala, particularly. Anyone who wasn't there. Again, it has to be base chasan according to the Rambam. But anyone who walks into the mailman walks into the base chasan. So the mailman will be panim chadashas. That's on one hand. On the other hand, yitzachen the Tosis is more kal. How could Tosis be more kal? Now let's say the chasan has a brother who missed the chuppah, but he happens to be 9 years old. His 9 year old brother now comes on the fourth day. So barer that there's going to be a tremendous amount of simcha, but yitzachen that wouldn't be something that would fit into the birkas hamazon of the Rambam. The Rambam's concept of recreating the chuppah may have to be someone who is shayach to the shel brachos, the gadol, the ben chorin. That's not, you know, that nafkimina is brought down in the Kilas Yaakov, despite there being such a nafkimina. Of course, that would raise the question, which is very halachah l'maisa nowadays, as to whether a woman could be panim chadashas. According to Tosfos, like, why not? You know, if it's Marva, I mean, my nafkimina, that's not says that the chassan's brother, chassan's sister. And the chassan's sister is 43 years old. And it's not a question of a katana. And she's, whether she would also be included in this gather of Moses, chassan, v'kala, that's an open question. I've heard Rabbanim say this way, Rabbanim say that way. But Yitzchein is totally not focused rather than Tosas. So according to Tosas, all you require is someone who's Marvis and Tosas and Vikala. So it could be a Karton, it could be Nisha, it could be anyone. According to the Rambam, Yitzchein that we have over here, this din of Gedolim, Ubinei Chorim, has to be someone who is Shayach to say one of the Sherev Brachas. And then Yitzchein that there are other criteria that get involved as well. Yitzchein can spend Shalom. That's an open question according to the Rambam. According to Tosas Pashtas, it should certainly be considered no worse than Shabbos. Shabbos is considered to be Marbe Simcha, so Lechora. I mean, if the Chosan sister comes, if a very good friend of the Kabbalah comes, it's a Chenel, so it's Marbe Simcha. Yeah? Yes.
According to Tosfos, if the Panim Chadoshos is like previous suga, that would take away any.
Says not a Panim Chadoshos.
Well,
he also says that it's now that Shemaru Bishkek HaSimcha. No, but if he was ready, it's as far here, Bishkek HaSimcha. Once he was ready to previous Suda, so then one lacks a sense of Chadoshas. He's still a Panim, but he's not Chadoshas. Panim is Chashiv. Panei Ha'ir, the Chashuvim. He still has Chashivas, but there's no Chadoshas. Yes.
According to Tosfos, we say Panim Chadoshos is a person. if someone presented the Chatan Kala with $1 million check, would that be Tanakh Kadashah and Shabbos?
The theoretical possibility exists, but we don't find Tosfos going in that direction. It's not a punim. It's a chadashas. It's not a punim. There are two explanations of Shabbos. One is the direction that Yoni Ruben going to Rabbutner, and it's that Shabbos is like an individual, etc. But the other explanation is that Shabbos changes the individual himself. I mean, people are different on Shabbos. So even the same people would already be in a Suda, but they're different people on Shabbos. They have a different soul, the Neshama Yisera. And that's the fun of Chadosh. So it could be this way, it could be that way. But in any case, that's all within Tosfos, within the Simchas Tosfos Matan, not within the Rambam.
Rashi says in the first Rashi,
fine, but we don't know what that means. We don't know whether Lo Yisham Esom means they weren't at the Chuppah, or they weren't at the Seuda. That's the machlokes over here between Tosfos and the Rambam.
Does Yantiv also fall into that, or is that for Shabbos?
No, that's for Shabbos. Okay, let's continue. Tana Rabbanan, Amay Mevarech, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Shako Barel Lechvodo, V'Yotzer HaAdam. And we have over here a list of how many brachos?
Six.
Why, I mean, ask a Sheva's head, why do we call it Sheva brachos if we have six brachos? Yeah, so that's the Tanya Bar Yonah. That's what they say in the name of the Hamon. Just 1 second. The cross of Tanya Bar Yonah, Birkas HaChasan Nikra Shisha brachos Shehusku Lamala, the HaHamon, Korin, Osan, Sheva brachos, Nesha, Monim, Nicholam, Birkas Boy Priyagothen, Atka. Yeah? I'm sorry, what is
this?
Yes. The Shita, which Shita? Is that one? Let me know in Medrash. Misha Rafasachi, Avapish, Afal Pishi Hashuva. Okay, you can have a condition. Fine. Okay, thank you. So that would exclude a katan as well, then. Okay, so just look into this Kilas Yaakov. He has a short keto over here, I seem to recall. Yeah, he says, according to Tosfos, you can include a katan as well. The sheet that begins with the words of Tosfos Amri, the Shabbos Gufa Hashiva Panim Chadashas. What? It's on. In this edition, it's Kuf Yudala towards the bottom. It says, V'isha Rav Basachi Klau, Apopishi Hi Chashuva. Hey, what? The name is Tosfos?
No.
His own name?
Yeah,
same as Tosfos. Okay. Okay. So strike it out. In other words, theoretically, it would have been nothing. Yes? I think so. But no. What did you base it on? Recall?
It's
the Suda itself. Marvin lechavod Shabbos v'simcha u'besuda. So you know, it's a chavod. You know, it's not the din of kavod Shabbos, rather the din of suda. Okay. Okay. So then that would reflect Yontif as well. Okay. So let's just correct what we said. That Shabbos and Yontif stand corrected. That in terms of Isha, it's not a nafkamina, even though it said it was a nafkamina. So we're left with three nafkaminas between the Rambam and Tosfos. One nafkamina is someone was at the chupa and not at the suda. Whether that's a machayev of Panam Chadashos. A second nafkamina is Shabbos. And a third nafkamina is in terms of the possibility of a Panam Chadashos of a yom. That even not connected with the Suda, simply someone had come in the morning, etc. And then Adam points out also, as to Bechal, whether Pranam Kadash has to lead to a Suda. That's another direction. Okay, so in terms of Sheva Brachos, so the fact that we call it Sheva Brachos according to Rabbi Yonah, that's the din of the Hamon. But I thought I said it to you, just want to test these around. You can test these out, Yonah. I said, in my shul, there are different people on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Shabbos, the people who live in the neighborhood. Yom Tov, all the in-laws come. I focused that for you on the top of the page, is not on the top, the bottom of the page, is a Balva Yitur. It's very hard to find things in Balva Yitur. I saw it quoted somewhere, that's how I found it. So he has a Tel Zeis section called Birkas Chasanim. And in the section of Birkas Chasanim, here he has Dinim of Kedushin, and Dinim of Ksuva, Dinim of Yichud, and they also happens to have Dinim of Birkas Chasanim. And so in the Dinim of Birkas Chasanim, he points out where the little Tet Zion is. So he speaks about Tasimcha b'ma'ono, the Ihu Name Havia Bracha, says Hab, it means Havia. Ihu Name Havia Bracha, b'Birkas Hamazon, Afogav Doles Be Malchu Shemayim, Havia Bracha, Kidaminim et Tosefta, Elu Brachos, Shemekatrin Asan, Birkas Amazon, Birkas Amitzos, Birkas Aperos, Vechule. Namely, he counts the Sheva Brachos, the six Brachos that we have in our Gemara, plus the introduction in the Zimun of Shasimcha b'Ma'ono. That's also considered to be the seventh Bracha. And later on, where he has a little Kaf Beis of parentheses, says over there, Mestabru on the Bracha, the Shiva Brachos saying, Chutz Mibori Priyagofen, Abori Aseh Desamim, Shirigilu Gavruche, Midakamar, Mevarach, Shasimcha b'Ma'ono, Bechal Birkas Hamazon, etc. So, as to whether the Bori Priyagofen is part of the Sheva Brachos or not part of the Sheva Brachos, is a Machlokas Rishonim. Rabbi Yonah says, that's the seventh Bracha, and Masna from says black and white, this is black and white, we're talking about Shasimcha b'Ma'ono. Yitachein de Benafkimina, in an area that I really, really don't want to get involved in, because it's not our sugi, that's the question of Einot and Mitzvos, Chavilos, Chavilos. The Hagos Manani over here brings a focus as to whether you can have the same coast for Birkas Hamazon and for Sheva Brachos. You need two kosot, like our minhag, two kosot, three kosot, seven kosot. And our minhag of having two different kosot, as to whether that's a problem of Einot and Mitzvos, Chavilos, Chavilos. Yitachein, that the question is whether the Bori Priyagofen relates to the Sheva Bracha, so the Bori Priyagofen relates purely to the Birkas Hamazon, that would be over here. Or one aspect of Nafkimina. Those who want to look into the question of Einos and Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos in the Shiurim Lezecher Avi Mori, sorry, that's why I was a few minutes late because I just want to check out the Mar Makom. The Shiurim Lezecher Avi Mori Chelek Beis, there's an article on Kiddush VaHavdalah. And in the article on Kiddush VaHavdalah, smack in the middle, it's on that Kuf Yutches, Kuf Yutches, he moves into the question of Einos and Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos and gives a number of definitions of what this could mean in terms of using one chetza for two mitzvot. He distinguishes between sibur brachos avakos and the kos being a chetza shel mitzvah. In any case, that's really taking us a little too far away. You know, there is the Gaon Mishnah does deal with it over here, but the sugyas are in tzachim and in sota and in brachos. The sugyas aren't here. Oh, yeah, everywhere, it's right. You'll find that generally the Hagos Maimonides and the Ritva happen to parallel one another for some reason within the Sefer Ksuvos in terms of what they bring from the world of the Bali HaTosfos. Yes? You tell me.
I
know
I follow the
you just gave the answer. You pointed out that basically, generally, when you're Masadir a bracha on a kos, first you make the Birkei Hagafen, and then on Kiddush, first you make the Birkei Hagafen, and then the Kadesh HaShavos. In terms of Birkas Erusin, we have the Sidur on a kos, so first you make the Birkei Hagafen, and then you have the Birkas Erusin. And who had been in Birkas Nisuin? You know, Sadeh Bracha Salakos, so first you make the very Priya Gopan, and then you would continue into the other Brachas. Mash Ein Kein, we have unique halacha that if you want to get into Rabbam Shita of making the Sheva Bracha as part of Birkas HaMazon, this is part of the Bracha Revias, so then the Bari Priya Gotan would have to include this broad into Birkas HaMazon, which includes the Sheva Bracha, and then the Bari Priya Gotan is all the way at the end. So I think that passes, that's the reason. Okay. The Aderach Agat, the minhag of the Yeshiva Shevelt, to give the first person the Bari Priya Gotan and the Bracha Shakal Baru Lachodo. What? Part of the Yeshiva Shevelt, no? So you have your Rosh Yeshiva as the Nesadar Kedush, part of the Yeshiva Shevel. Manachmi is the Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Kotzer, or Yeshiva Shevel. You have your Rosh Yeshiva as Nesadar Kedush. So when, you know, they're just saying that, particularly, I mean, if we consider Baruch Yagothan to be one of the Sheva Brachot, so Baruch Yagothan is one of the Sheva Brachot, that's seven Sheva Brachot. But the Chorah, there's no reason to link Baruch Yagothan with Shakol Barav Lechodah. It's a Bracha. It's a Bracha, that's a Bracha. Okay. But why combine them? In other words, if you want to combine them, combine them. Combine them all. Give them all to one person. I'm not telling you not to do what the world does. I mean, don't be different. But just realize that there's something. I'm not aware. Okay. Don't know. Okay. So you have a bracha shakol baruch chvado, a bracha yotzer adam, and then we continue into asher yotzer, etc. So Rashi over here was bothered by the rules of bracha smucha chaverta, and so Rashi breaks these six brachos into two groups. Where does he draw the line within the six brachos? The first two, and then the other four. The first two are introductory brachos, and the next four, those are the brachos that relate to the chasan and the kala. Starting from Asher Yatzar Sadan B'Tzalmo, B'Tzalam D'Mut Tav Niso, that's Adam, and then Hiskim Omeno B'Nyan Adiyad, that's Kava, and then already we move over into the world of Adam and Kava, Chasan and Kava. But the first two brachos are introductory brachos. What pushed Rashi? So what pushed Rashi were the rules, that if we have brachas nucha l'chaverta, the chore, that second bracha of Yotzer Hadam, shouldn't begin with Baruch. And so why should we have two brachos that are beginning with Baruch? Kind of read that these two are introductory brachos. Why are they introductory brachos? So Rashi over here says the first bracha is introductory bracha. Shakor baruch vodo eina min ha-seder, elo asifa sa'am hane'esafim sham ligmol chesed. Zecher v'chastei ha-makam shenohagim adam harishon na'aselo shushbin. V'nis'asek bo, v'asifa zo kvod ha-makam hu, u'bracha d'lekach mitkana. So really it should have been earlier. Mishas Asifa, people gather much before the wedding. Ella, in which we want somebody to have all the brachos together, Sodran alakos, like by Havdalah, etc. The Tosas Reed takes Rashi and finds tunes it a little bit. Tosas Reed says, Mishum de Birkas Chasanim Tzricha Asara, Yosiv Makelos Berchu Hashem, Barov Ham Hadras Melech, Vizoha Asifa Shehi Kvodo, Vivarcho Verabim. Namely, it's not just stam and asifa. You have an asifa also at a bris. You have an asifa at a funeral. Rahman al-Litzlan. There are a lot of asifas that are l'chvod ha-makom. But this over here, we have this unique halacha of tzarech asara. The tzarech asara, that's what creates a halachic asifa. And the halachic asifa deserves a bracha. Fine. Okay, so that's one direction. What's the uniqueness of the second bracha, Yotzer Ha'adam? So Rashi says, "Lachen birkas yotzer adam tiknu al yitzira rishona shel adam harishon, kontra mandam hashnei yitziros." Or if this is olam machshava tchila, But it's not the Seder of the Birkas HaZivug that begin with the Yetzira Shnia, not with the Yetzira Rishona. I thought I sent it to you an article, which is simply not in the Beis Medrash, but it's test these out as well. It's an article from a book called Mayan of Faith in the Modern World. It's Rav Bezdin, Zichrono Livracha, put out two books of Shiurim of the Rav in English, and one of them, is called Reflections of the Rav. So it's just Reflections of the Rav, second volume. There's an extra one, I'll just bring it back. Thank you. So here he wants to put the brachas that it's one continuum. Rav Buchenstein also spoke similar to this in his shir. He has in the second paragraph, in a series of seven brachos, various things are highlighted. God is creator of the world, whose purpose is to be realized through man and woman. Namely, the first bracha, Shehakol Bara L'Chvodo, is also part of the continuum. It's part of six. That it starts off that the whole world was created for man and woman, and then he created the species of man and woman, and then moved over into their personal happiness, and then moved over into their coincidence with the anticipated messianic rejoicing, namely that the whole Bria of the Olam from beginning to end links in with the Simchas Tasam Vekala, and so you start at the beginning with Bria Sa'olam, Shekhov Rokhvodo, and you end up with Mashiach in terms of Odishama, and this is all one Bria. Starts with Asher Bara, with Bara, it ends with Asher Bara. It's all linking the Chasam and Kala with the world of Bria in the fullest sense. Parshas Tosfos understood that way. And when Tosfos says that Rashi learned differently, that Pirish HaKuntras Tam Acher for the first two brachos, Kanere, that Tosfos himself, he deals with the problems of brachos Nukal Haverta in a different manner, simply the fact that they're brachos Ksaros. That's already enough for them to begin with Baruch, and therefore he's not pushed like Rashi to say that they're not part of the original Seder. Kanera, he understood them as part of the Seder. So Pashas, what the Rav writes over here is according to Tosfos. Then the Rav spends a whole article dealing with the two brachos of Yotzer HaAdam and Asher Yotzer Es HaAdam B'Tzalmo. What do we need these two brachos for? They're both referring to the Yetzirah of Adam. And he's, you know, he says it in a much nicer manner than I'm going to say it, but basically that one of them relates to man as part of the physical world, and one relates to man as part of the spiritual world. Man as part of the physical world is a species of man. Man as part of the spiritual world are individuals, chasan and kala are individuals, and basically they are pushed to link in with the bracha of Yotzer, of Asher Yotzer HaAdam, rather than the introductory bracha of Yotzer HaAdam. But you can read it at your pleasure. Use the Sheva Bracha Stella, whatever you want. It's a nice article, and it's not here in the Bishna edition. Within the brachas themselves, Rav Uchsin pointed out, this is also on the page that I gave you of the Bava Itur, that there is another nusach of the bracha. Within the Rambam, you will find two nuschaot, one in Hilchos Brachos and one in Hilchos Ishus. Those are the Frankel Rambam. So in Hilchos Ishus, in Perek Yud, in the side of the Rambam, it points out that don't get overwhelmed or don't get bothered by the difference in nuschaot, because the Rambam in all the Kisvayad only has the Brachos in Hilchos Ishus. But someone wrote it in the Gilyon of Hilchos Brachos, it made its way into the Rambam. But it doesn't belong there. It's not the Rambam didn't write it. The Rambam wrote the brachos and put them in Hilchos Ishus. And so if you want the Girsot of the Rambam, that's in Hilchos Ishus. So pretty much almost all of the Girsot are very, very similar, except for one. And that's what's quoted over here on the top of the page from the Snag. It's in volume 2. Mitzvah Asay. It's Mitzvah Memches. It's a Memches in the original Snag. If you want to see it in the original, it's on Daf Kuf Kaf Kuf Kaf Vav, and there he quotes Rav Sadia Gaon. There's a Gores Rav Sadia Gaon. It is. Even in our source, but there's also a mistake in the Gigasa. Well, the Gaurisar Sadia Gaon, Ubitzelem the Mustav Niso, should continue hiskin lo mimenu. Namely, the vav is moved in Rav Sadia Gaon from before the word v'hiskin to before the word b'tzela. That the way we read the bracha, if you look into the Gemara, it's asher yatzar es ha'adam b'tzalmo, kama, b'tzelem v'mut tavniso, kama, v'hiskin lo mimenu b'nyan adayad. Asher yatzar es ha'adam b'tzalmo, kama, and you read it, asher yatzar es ha'adam b'tzalmo, kama, uvetzelem v'mut tavniso, hiskin lo mimenu b'nyan adayad. No second kama. What's the difference as to where the kamas are? The question is, when it speaks over here, the mustav nito, who is the, what noun does tav niso relate to? Who is the individual that tav niso relates to? So if we read the bracha into our girsa, asher yatzar et adam b'tzalmo, God created the man in his tzalem, b'tzalem the mustav niso, God created man in the tzalem of the tavnit of God, and then hiskim lamimenu binyan adayad, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu also created a woman. God created man in his tzelem. And in the dmut tavnit of man, Kadosh Baruch Hu created woman. Anyway, does the word tavnit relate to the tavnit of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, or does the word tavnit relate to the tavnit of man? And this is a very, very important philosophical distinction. Can the word tavnit relate to God? Can we speak of a Kadosh Baruch Hu as being a tavnit? So I thought I got it for you, just a parak of, this whole thing is a parak of the Rambam of Or Nevuchim and Chelek Aleph, parak right at the very beginning. The Rambam basically writes a dictionary of philosophical terms. So he writes, Koshin Kinyan Tmuna v'Tavnit v'Loshan Ha'ivriyach. People think Tmuna and Tavnit are synonyms. Ve'eino kein, because Tavnit hu miloshon nigrushem anigzar min bana. Tavnit comes from the concept of binyan, and binyan relates to something which is part of the physical world. And you can speak about tavnit called tzipor, tavnit yad, tavnit ulam. You can't speak about tavnit of Hashem. That's what he answers. Lafika ends the paragraph. Ein ha'ivrit menicha milim elu betoarim akshirim b'Hashem tzvah. You can't speak of the tavnit of Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not physical. He has no tavnit. He's not a binyan. Ma she'en kein tmuna. Tmuna has three different meanings. Tmuna means something that we can see with our eyes. That's one meaning of tmuna. And then we have a second meaning of tmuna, that which we see in our dimyon. We can imagine a tmuna. And the third form of tmuna is that which we can be masig with our seichel. So, and then he writes at the end, Lafi in yanazah ha-shlishi, nemeret boyit ala tmuna. We can speak about tmuna tashem yavid. Tmuna can relate to Kadosh Baruch Hu, tavnit cannot. So according to our girsa, we have a very big problem that it seems to say that God created man in the dmut of his tavnit, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, according to Rambam, has no tavnit. Rav Sadia Gaon was very, very aware of these problems in terms of philosophical terminology. So Rav Sadia changed the girsa to, or had a girsa, uvitzelem dmut tavnito of man, hitkin lomimeno binyan adayad. The tavnit relates to man, not to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Rav was very, very makdid to save the girsa of Rav Sadia Gaon. In the Shita Mekubetzes, the Ritva and the Radvaz were both aware of the issue. And so they have our girsa, and simply explain our girsa that the word tavnit relates not to HaKadosh Baruch Hu but to man. It's a little convoluted, but that's, you know, they didn't want to change the girsa, but they were aware of the problem. Rav Lichtenstein said that out of Kibbutz Rav, he also changes the girsa. It happened at one of our children's weddings, so it happened that he got the bracha of Asher Yotzar, and he said it in the Nusach of Rav Sadia Gaon. But I'm not aware of anyone else who does it that way. But you know, so even if you're saying it the way that we have it, so just be aware to be mechaving that Tzelem D'Mutav Nito relates to man rather than to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, according to Rav Sadia Gaon and the Rambam. Okay, that's just a he'ara in terms of yourself. After the list of the brachos, then we have the Gemara that was mentioned earlier. Rav Ashi iklo lebe Rav Kahana yoma kama baruch kulhu mikan ve'elech ikapanim chadoshes baruch kulhu ilo. So The question is, what if over here is this uniqueness of Yom HaKama? What does Yom HaKama mean? Yom HaKama, even without Panam Chadashas, he'd mevarech kulhu. What do you see in the Rishonim? What does Yom HaKama mean? Let's look at the Rush. And that's what the Rush says. And Sif Yud Gimel, Rav Ashi Yichal Rav Kahana Yom HaKama Varech Kulhu, Yom HaKama Yeshin Forashim Suda Kamaisa. Suda Kamaisa. That even if all, if all the guests at the Suda were all at the wedding, they already heard Sheva Brachos, etc., Becholzot, that first Suda does not require Sheva Brachos, according to Tosa, certainly, because we have over here the Simcha Yisera, Vechule, and so that's how he interprets the word Yom HaKama, it's not the first day.
The following morning, the morning after the wedding, then you can only have Sheva Brachos if you have Etzem Panam Chadash, Yom HaKama, and it goes to Gemara in Sakhim, it also implies that it says, Gemara in Sakhim, Yom HaKama lo talushu the chelba, that in terms of the matzah, not to make matzah ashira, not to make the matzah with chala, Yom HaKama, l'chora, when is there a din of matzah ashira, night of the Seder. But Yom HaKama means the night of the Seder. Yom can relate to a specific meal as opposed to a 24-hour day. And that stuff is right, yeah.
Yeah,
that's Suda, that follows. Yeah, but they're like in England, so they have a chasana at noon on Sunday, and then they have the Suda at 8 o'clock at night. So that Suda that follows the chasana, that's considered to be the Suda of Yom HaKama. That Suda, and it's not a question of May 8th or 8th, it's a question whenever the Suda, whenever the first Suda will be, if it's immediately after the wedding, if it's a few hours after the wedding, that one Suda is Yom HaKama. It doesn't extend afterwards. Correct. However, However, there is another explanation of Yom HaKama that we saw earlier, but we weren't attuned to it. You recall we had the question when we had the Havel. So we had the halacha that Azeus is Nikhe by Shivashine Nishta. And so one of the questions that we raised was just a minute. Avet, the dinim of Shivashine Nishta are Rabbanan. And Yom Rishon of Aveilus is Doraisa. How can a Rabbanan be Docha a Doraisa? So there are answers to such a question. The question is raised, and there are answers. One of the answers given by the Rush, if you look at this page, in my edition, it's next to the last line on page 228. It says, the Harav Meir Halevi Shal Chasa, the Yom Rishon Shal Simchas Chasan, Have a Doraisa. Just like we have within the world of Aveilus, you have Yom Rishon of Aveilus is Doraisa. Parallel to that, you have Yom Rishon of Simchas Chasan is Doraisa. Yechsis, Ubi Yom Chasunato, Ubi Yom Simchas Libo. Apostle Kishir Akirin, we have a din of Yom Chasunato. Alma, Simchat Libo, Yom HaRishon, Yesh Lo Smach, Min HaTorah. So therefore the Yom Rishon of Yom Rishon can knock off the Yom Rishon of the Beirut, and then the other days of Yom Rishon will knock off the other days of the Beirut. And we have over here an exact parallel. So if we take the Ramah, Rav Meir HaLevi, he wrote a Raya from Pasuk Shir HaShirim. So he's saying that this is the din of our Gemara of Yom HaKama. That you have, just like in Aleilus, you have Yom HaKama, and then you have the other Shisha Yonim. Also with the Shisha Yonisha, we have a Yom HaKama, which is Doraisa, of 24 hours. And he's saying that Yom HaKama, which is Doraisa, that is the Yom Simchat Libo. So that you don't need Panim Chazoshot. There you have the Sheva Brachos, because it's Yom HaKama, because it's Yom Doraisa. Move over to Yom HaDurabonon, then we need the Panim Chazoshot to raise it to the level of the Yom HaKama. It would be very, very nice. I didn't see it anywhere black and white, but maybe you'll find a Rabbah, an hour sukkah, who would say that. But in other words, I saw the phrase Yom HaKama, huh? It's good that maybe there's a thing over here of a Yom HaKama Doraisa. Nachum, that would be just right. That's not right. The Rosh of Yeshua portion. Yeshua portion is limited to the first Suda, and then you have to come on to the Gemara Sukkah, that Yom HaKama could mean only one Suda, but Yibachor, you can serve the Gemara literally, that Yom HaKama means the first day. Boom. And then that would fit in with the teacher of Meir HaLevi, that the first day is the Uraisa. Otherwise, it'd be hard to distinguish between the first day and the other day. Okay, then the Gemara moves over to the concept of Shiva Asparkin, and up to Tracer Yarka Shata, not the Aveso Veso Shana Acha. So Sudak points out that we have the option an aspect of the Bracha extending for a year, and also can precede the Chuppah, the Fati Ramitare, and like any time that the Suda is being prepared. The Meili points out, I don't know if anyone else points out, Meili points out that nowadays, that no one is no way to have the extension before the Chasana, because the minimum that you require is Erusin. In other words, that we find that there are Papa, Yasin, Rabbah, Reis, Kabar, Shas, Erusin. That's in other words, the minimum requirement to get to begin with Erusin. Nowadays, we have the Erusin and the Zoom together, so the fact that the suit is prepared before the Erusin, that's not enough. It has to be Erusin plus preparation, that would already bring one into the atmosphere of a Simcha B'Mamono. Okay, what else do we have over here? The Gemara has a Habakkuk. Rav Chaviva Itva Rabbi Mahula. And a Brit Mila, Baruch Shashimcha Bima'onav. So let's go to the Habakkuk, in terms of 3 days, the Yisrael Sa'ara of Brizanuka. The question is, what was this Habakkuk? What was this Habakkuk? The Korah, according to everyone, these concepts of Shimcha Bima'onav, it's part of Sheva Brachos. It's either a recreation of the Chuppah. What do we have over here? It's in the Simchas Kasas Akala. What does this have to do with Brit Mila? You want to say Brit Mila is a Sudas Mitzvah. Very, very nice. We have many Sudas Mitzvah. How far would this go? So Benemet, it appears that there is a Makokas Rishonim. We saw it either the Neri or the Ritva. We figure the fact that we went out from our Gemara that the Tishin HaDen, you make a Shimcha B'Mono. That the Tishin HaDen, you have the same level of Sudas Mitzvah as Brit Mila. So without Shara Bisuka, you're going to yield. It's not considered to be sharp, it's to be surrounded on a platter with gold and garlic and sugar cubes. And that's not sharp, it's a little bit. And so this is no sharp, so once you make a Simcha B'Mono, which if you, again, everyone understands over here that Simcha B'Mono is being moved over to the world, the Sudas Mitzvah. So any Sudas Mitzvah where there's no sharp, that would already bring about a Simcha B'Mono. But the other Rishonim will want to distinguish it from the Rishon itself. He wants to say that maybe the Brit Mila is going to be. Why should the Suda of Brit Mila be at least? The last of the Pasuk is the beginning, but the Gemara. The Gemara in Shabbos and the Kuslamed Amid Allah. The Gemara over there says as follows. Tana, Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel Omer, Kol mitzvah shekiblu aleihem de simcha, kegon mila, yachsiv tzot anokhi alim ratzecha, kemosei shalom rav, adayin osin osa de simcha. So over here, Mila is defined as a mitzvah kisibulein b'simchas tata anoki al imrasecha. Imrasecha was the first imra, the first kibui to Avraham Avinu, tata anoki imrasecha. And therefore, adayin osin osav b'simcha. Namely, that the Suda bridge is the Suda simcha. That's been already the Suda cross of the Kaaba. Not the Suda mitzvah. The Suda simcha. And as the Suda simcha, there we have a hava mina that there would be a din of the simcha b'mahono. Okay, that pretty much brings us down to the world of Birkas Aveilus. Did you have any look at the Sugya of Birkas Aveilus? Okay, we'll hold it for next time. The Sugya of Birkas Aveilus, I'd just like you to see something that is kind of close, but I think it's very important in terms of Sugya of the Rambam. Look at the Sugya in Brachos on the Membar of the Day. Membar of the Day. Mahim Omer in the Beis Aveilus. Mahim Omer in the Beis Aveilus. Link it in with our Sugya. And of course, the Rambam is a Teres Beis Halachachet. And then also, see the Rambam Hilchot Aveilus. Beis says it's just a Brachos. Right preceding the Dion of Shema Brachos. See the Rambam Hilchot Aveilus, Shabbat Vav. That would help us just to Rashi. And Shimon Aleph. That would help us just to Tosos. And then we kind of understood yet. Rashi, Tosos, Rambam. Rashi, Rishos. Rishos are very old. Very, very old. That's a point. We won't spend the whole year on that. Go through the Gemara, go through the Agarata, and begin the Sugya of Pesach Pasuach. Let's move over.